too. It was a single tree, but you had it on both the fly and the buggy.
And if there were two horses pulling, it was a...
It was, I can't find.
Was that a double or a...
Double, a team of horses.
Yeah.
Shafts.
Of the buggy.
Yeah, buggy, the shaft buggy.
Okay.
I had the cutest little yellow pony buggy with a little wicker seat around it and a little Shetland pony to pull.
How cute.
Got that when I was about 7 years old.
And then elegant.
I just love horses.
I do too. I grew up riding.
I wish I was young enough. If I was your age, I'd get me a horse. Why don't you get
my children would love for us to have them. It's very expensive.
I know they are. The horses are expensive and the feeding.
Feeding and caring. It really
is. I wouldn't have all these dogs except I live alone.
Sure.
I have to have them. Got that Rags down there. I bet she, her foot was that. Biggest pad under there was just split wide open and just bleeding.
Did they sew it up?
They sewed it. Put her to sleep and sewed it up. That's goes $50.
Right. Terrible. Okay, do you remember what they call the steel outside of a wagon rim?
Tie.
I just messed up that question very beautifully. And the word I was trying to get out was find out whether or not you would call it a rim, and I said
that. Well, I didn't catch what you said. I knew what you're talking about.
Right.
It's that steel.
And you could do call
well,
it.
Well, you could call it a tie too. They call them ties.
A tie,
yeah.
Even if it's metal.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know the part on the inside, the spokes come to fit into the
hub?
Okay. Do you have the word? Felly, F-E-L-L-Y, for any part of a wheel.
No, I'm not familiar with it.
Okay. if you have two horses and each one has a single tree, and then there's a thing that's hidden.
Double tree.
Okay. If a man has a load of wood in his wagon, he's driving along, you'd say he's doing what?
Hauling wood.
Okay. And if there were, if there was a log across the road, you would say, well, I've got to tie a rope to it and what did I
pull it out of the water.
Or
drag.
Okay, and you might say, yesterday we
drove.
And we have
dragged.
Okay, and what do you do when you have already talked about the instrument? You break the ground in the spring. What do you use to do that?
Apply.
And what about after you have plowed? Is there another farm implement that's used to break the land up even more?
Well, there's a hammer you use.
Okay.
Is that the word you're trying to get?
Okay. And are there different kinds of harrows?
Yeah.
Do you know any different names for them, or are they just...
just hammer.
Okay.
I know they have different names.
Okay, and what is that thing across that the wheels of a wagon fit onto, or a car?
Oh. Well, I know my tie rods on my car are loose and they need to be tightened because it's shimming a little bit. That's not the word you want. Axle tree?
Okay.
I guess is the word. I'm not
okay.
sure.
And, if you have a piece of leather, back when people used to use straight edge razor, if they had a long piece of
razor strap.
And
some people call it strop.
Okay.
That's the word you're trying to get them to say what.
Well,
strap's what we call it, but I have heard, I believe I have heard daddy say I get my razor strop to you.
Okay.
He never did it though.
It was a threat though.
Yeah.
Okay. What is the ammunition that you put into a revolver called?
Shell.
Okay.
Bullet. I don't know. I don't know guns.
No,
I'm afraid of guns.
What about